This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations at AFBF, recently discussed on AgriTalk what the Duarte case settlement could mean for farmers and ranchers. John Duarte, a California farmer and Farm Bureau member, was sued by the Army Corps of Engineers after plowing a wheat field without a permit. The Corps argued that Duarte disturbed protected wetlands by plowing. The case was settled earlier this month with Duarte agreeing to pay $1.1 million in fines. Parrish said that CRP acreage could be kept out of production permanently due to the ruling. In the wake of the Japanese safeguard tariff on U.S. frozen beef, discussions have focused on the relative change in tariff values that impact frozen beef. For those of you who may have missed it, Japan, beginning on August 1st, temporarily increased the U.S. tariff on frozen beef imports from 38.5% to 50% until the end of Japan's fiscal year, which is March 31st. Safeguard tariffs are implemented when the import volume exceeds predetermined thresholds. This safeguard measure only affects countries without free trade agreements with Japan, which includes the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand, versus free trading competitor Australia. Japan is a major destination for U.S. beef, representing 20% of frozen exports and over 30% of fresh beef exports. USMEF estimates the tariff rate change will increase the price of U.S.-produced short plates by 17 cents per pound, an 8% increase. AFBF President Zippy Duval was quoted in a Reuters article on North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. During a press conference last week, Duval emphasized how important the trade agreement is to U.S. agriculture. "We do not want them to use us as a trading tool and to do harm to the agricultural sector in all three countries," he said in referring to the negotiators. Dairy Revenue Protection, or Dairy RP, is a concept plan of insurance developed by AFBF, American Farm Bureau Insurance Services, and other collaborators, which would allow dairy farmers to purchase risk management protection against declines in quarterly revenue from milk sales, in other words, unexpected declines in milk prices, unexpected declines in milk production, or both. To accurately capture the farm level revenue risk, dairy farmers will determine how their milk is priced under the policy by selecting to use a classified milk price or a combination of milk components in their milk, which includes milk fat, protein, and other milk solids. Dairy RP would function similarly to crop revenue protection policies in that the revenue guarantee would be based on future prices, expected production, and market implied risk, and would be priced using actuarially appropriate methods. The concept plan has been presented to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation for approval to be offered to dairy producers. A survey for dairy farmers to provide input into product development is available online at www.farmbureausellscropinsurance.com. Farmers and ranchers now have until September 27th to submit comments in support of the Environmental Protection Agency ditching the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. The rule, which was halted by the courts, had more to do with controlling land than protecting water and only created confusion for farmers, according to Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations. "The regulations were so broad the agency was able to blur the distinction between regulating water and land use, or in other words, allow the agency to regulate land use by just claiming the land was water. So it was really problematic for farmers and ranchers," according to Parrish. Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to submit their comments through the advocacy section of AFB's website, fb.org. Starting a new farm often requires large capital investments to purchase or rent farmland, access farm equipment, and set up storage facilities. Beginning farmers can expect to invest more than $800,000 in their farms in the first few years. On average, it takes about 5 to 7 years for farms to become profitable. In the meantime, Beginning farmers are often saddled with massive debt. They are trying to meet large loan payments and working on the farm as well as an off-farm job to make ends meet. Farm incubators provide a way for beginning farmers to learn how to start a successful farm business and gain access to farmland and farm equipment without massive initial capital investments. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.